Canada's West Coast, Listening 1. In 2010, the city of Vancouver, British Columbia, hosted the Winter Olympic Games. In addition to Vancouver, some events were also held in Whistler, about 120 kilometers north of Vancouver. Roughly halfway between Vancouver and Whistler is the Sea to Sky Gondola, a cable car system that takes visitors up a local mountain, and which opened in the spring of 2014. The drive from Vancouver takes about an hour, and the views of the mountains and water are truly beautiful. Sea to Sky Gondola's website explains that it takes about 10 minutes to get to the top, an elevation of nearly 900 meters. The gondola runs all year long, and as of 2019, there were 20 gondolas that can carry 8 people at a time. Once at the top, there are a number of things visitors can do. For example, walk out to the viewing platforms, walk over the suspension bridge, or stroll along various trails. While at the top, visitors can also have something to eat or drink. Canada's West Coast, Listening 2. Roughly 15 minutes further up the road from the Sea to Sky Gondola and on the way to Whistler is the city of Squamish. Squamish has been well known for some time to outdoor enthusiasts for activities such as mountain biking, hiking, and windsurfing. Historically, many tourists either drove through Squamish on their way to Whistler ski resorts or only stopped for a short time, but a visit to the Sea to Sky Gondola is a reason to also pop into the town and have a look around. In 2017, the Sea to Sky Gondola reached the 1 million visitor mark, and it's reasonable to assume that some of those visitors have likely spent some time and money in Squamish. One other thing that the Squamish area has been known for years are the eagles that gather there every year to feed on the salmon returning for the spawning season. Tourists and locals alike can view the majestic birds up close. The city of Squamish made it on the New York Times list of 52 places to go in 2015, and the Sea to Sky Gondola was also mentioned. Thank you.